The mayhem that's erupted in the borderlands of Pakistan came to that nation's capital today. Officials say 13 people died in a suspected suicide bombing in Islamabad. It happened near a rally where lawyers were awaiting the arrival of Pakistan's suspended Chief Justice. The country is strategically important to the West, but there are fears that Pakistan is slipping into chaos. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
Suicide bombings are becoming part of daily life in Pakistan. That doesn't diminish the horror of each one. Attorney Shafkat Hayat is on the scene of tonight's blast.
I could see with my own eyes the parts of the bodies being flown up and set apart. My car is parked only about four or five cars ahead, and there are body parts on top of my car still.
Still dazed by the explosion, lawyers begin to vent their anger. They're in no doubt about the intended target. It was them. In March, Musharraf suspended his chief justice, causing the most serious political crisis of his rule. Ever since, there have been protest rallies across the country, with these lawyers at the fore. Standing amid the detritus of the bomb, Syed Zulfikar Abbas Naqvi, an attorney, insists the judge's supporters won't be frightened off by violence.
We will not, because we, the lawyers, have made this commitment. They are contesting for the independence of the judiciary. And for independence of judiciary, we are ready to give our lives. There's no problem for that.
Tonight, theories are flying around about who carried out the attack. Some believe it's connected with this. The storming by government forces last week of the capital's Red Mosque. The mosque was under the control of Islamist extremists with an arsenal of weapons who were trying to impose Sharia law. Many Pakistanis were glad to see Musharraf intervening, but then balked at the death toll, more than 100, including women and children.
The frontier is on fire. The frontier is on fire.
That's Rohidad Khan, a retired senior government bureaucrat. The frontier he's talking about is northwest Pakistan. This weekend, suicide bombers killed more than 70 people there, mostly soldiers and policemen. Few doubt those attacks were acts of vengeance by Islamist militants infuriated by the deaths at the Red Mosque. Khan says Musharraf's to blame, adding that the militants will stop at nothing.
They are at war. They have no army, they have no navy, they have no air force. They will fight with whatever weapons they have, you know, with whatever weapons they have.
In a TV address after the Red Mosque assault, Musharraf vowed to root out Islamist extremists from Pakistan. He didn't spell out how. This task is fraught with difficulties. Take, for example, the tribal region of North Waziristan. U.S. officials say it's a haven for al-Qaeda and Taliban infiltrating neighboring Afghanistan. For several years, Pakistan's army tried to flush out militants there with force. That failed, so Musharraf struck a peace deal with tribal leaders last September. This weekend, the Taliban declared that deal over, blaming Musharraf's government for violating its terms. U.S. officials believe the deal actually made the militants stronger, so they're now pressing Musharraf to increase the use of military force. Rohidad Khan, who's from Pakistan's northwest frontier province, says that approach is doomed.
Don't use force. The moment you use force in Waziristan, you have lost the battle, you see. You have lost the battle. Everything is on their side. The terrain is on their side, the country is on their side, everything is on their side. Even if you were to deploy the entire Pakistan army, you would not be able to subdue it, you see.
Tasneem Aslam, a spokeswoman for Pakistan's foreign ministry, says Musharraf's government does have a plan to get rid of Islamist militancy in the borderlands. She says there'll be negotiations and money for economic development, but also, she says, military action where necessary.
We are not going to go in and start shooting our people. This doesn't work. They are our own people.
Pakistanis insist that the Islamist militants in their midst are a minority. The overwhelming majority in this Muslim land is moderate. But a minority can cause havoc. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.